Bayern Munich and Arsenal played an action-packed game at the International Champions Cup in intense heat in Shanghai. A regular time ended 1-1 after Arsenal scored a last-ditch equalizer in stoppage time to force a penalty shootout, which they won 3-2. Only Mats Hummels and Kingsley Coman were able to convert their penalty shots. Bayern coach Carlo Ancelotti says he fielded mostly young players in the second half and didn't have a lot of choices for the penalties.
It was my decision, and I tried to put first the professional player and not the young. So for this reason, Alaba, Hummels, Bernat, Coman, and Renato were the only five professional players on the pitch.
Now both sides substituted their starting goalkeeper, and the result was in more in favor to Arsenal. Manager Arsene Wenger put Emiliano Martinez on for Petr Cech.
I want to give a chance to the young goalkeepers to have experience as well, and I can only do it in pre-season that I can take a goalkeeper off, you know, after 70 minutes. And in fact, the goalkeeper came on, played well, and he saved penalties, and so I think it was a good night for both keepers, both did well.
Wenger also revealed he'll rest Cech and start David Ospina, then have Martinez come in once again at the 70th minute in their next game against Chelsea, which will be held in Beijing. With more on this, we're joined live on the line by our reporter Fu Yu, who has been watching how things have unfolded in Shanghai. Good morning.
Good morning, Shane.
Robert Lewandowski put Bayern into the lead only 8 minutes into the game through a penalty. Did Ancelotti explain why he was chosen to shoot from that spot?
No, he didn't explain. But Lewandowski has become Bayern's regular first choice penalty kicker since Thomas Müller keeps missing the target from the spot. I earlier actually spoke with Müller about his penalty issues. He said that his trick seems to have been worked out, so he had not been scoring consistently. In fact, he didn't even serve that many penalties within the last year. But Müller said he is happy to let Lewandowski take over as long as he can find the target, and Müller himself will stand at the spot again when required.
There are a few new faces for Bayern here in China. So how did they perform throughout the night?
Yeah, Bayern made a few noticeable transfers during the summer, and both James Rodriguez and Corentin Tolisso made the starting 11 for Bayern last night. Both had an impressive night. Rodriguez started on the right wing, and he came close to scoring his maiden goal for Bayern. His volley was blocked from close range by Petr Cech, and Tolisso did score in the first half, but his goal was wrongfully ruled offside. And lastly, I'd just like to quickly mention Bayern's other new signings who did not travel to China. They have Nicolas Müller and Sebastian Rudi will join the squad next month after they come back from their break after the Confederations Cup. And finally, there's Sergei Gnabry, who signed for Bayern but has joined Hoffenheim on loan.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was CRI's Fu Yu from Shanghai.